When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1449, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to send an audio question in, just like today's listener, come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And don't forget, I'm also taking email questions. You can send those in to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you're wondering about my background and my credentials, definitely check out one of the Q&A episodes from earlier this month. But for now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's jump right in and hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Malik. My name is Karen, and my question to you is, should I be concerned for having excess eye boogers? I have them, you know, a lot in the morning and throughout the day. And I just wanted to get your insight on what that means or why my body produces so many of eye boogers, you know, that nasty yellowish stuff on the corner of your eye. Thank you so much. I love your podcast. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for your question, Karen. You're right that those eye boogers or eye goop or eye crusties or whatever we call them are absolutely normal. But does this mean if you create too much of them, it's a problem? Well, the answer to that is, it depends. What a perfectly vague response, right? Well, I'll explain. So as you already knew, Karen, those eye boogers that we often wake up with are very normal and natural. Now, when we're awake, we're constantly blinking. Oh, and a quick side note, now that I made you think about blinking, for the next few minutes, don't be surprised if you become hyper-focused on your blinking and how often it happens. You have me to thank for that. Sorry. But keep listening and you'll forget all about it, I promise. Okay, back to eye boogers. When we blink, we are automatically moving naturally produced mucus away from the eye. This mucus, which is officially called rheum, also gathers tiny pieces of dirt and other debris so that it doesn't get into the eye. But when we're asleep, we don't blink, right? So that means we're no longer pushing mucus away from the eye. Instead, that mucus collects and often dries when we sleep. Now, I should mention that it's also very natural for that mucus to not completely dry in some cases. It may still be thin and watery or even clear and slightly sticky. Now, there are some situations where eye crust in the mornings may signal a problem. If you wake up and your eyes feel like they're stuck together, that's not normal. Now, that may be a sign there's something else going on. It could be something as simple as allergies aggravating your eyes, which may lead to more mucus production. Having chronic dry eyes could also lead to more eye boogers. Now, this sounds counterintuitive, but it's because the eyes try to compensate for the dryness by producing even more tears, which can also contain a bit of mucus. And when this happens at night, you may end up producing more of these eye boogers. Or producing more eye boogers than normal could be a sign of something as nasty as pink eye, which has a more official, fancy-sounding name, conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis just translates to inflammation of the conjunctiva, and the conjunctiva is just a specific portion of the eye. Now, if your eyes secrete a fluid that's gray, green, or yellow and extra thick, it may mean that pink eye has set in. Now, there are different types of pink eye. Some forms of it are caused by a virus. Others are caused by bacteria. Either way, if the pink eye is caused by a virus or by bacteria, it's very contagious. So it's super important to stay away from others and wash your hands frequently and, of course, see a healthcare professional. Now, what could cause a virus or bacteria to get into our eyes? Our eyes are pretty good at getting rid of potentially harmful substances on their own through, like I said, mucus and tear production and through blinking. But if we say, rub our eyes with unwashed hands? Well, now we could be exposing our eyes to harmful pathogens. Now, you've heard it. It's not a good idea to touch your face, especially your mouth, nose, ears, and eyes, with unwashed hands. Now, this advice is especially important during the pandemic. Now, our hands can carry harmful bacteria and viruses, and touching our face can introduce those potentially harmful pathogens into the body. And when we think about waking up with eye boogers, it's so tempting, right, to want to rub our eyes. Waking up with eye boogers isn't the most comfortable feeling after all, so it's common to want to rub or wipe our eyes as soon as we can. But again, if we rub our eyes with unwashed hands, we can introduce viruses and bacteria into the area. This can lead to inflammation of the conjunctiva, which we now know is called pink eye. So, how can we avoid pink eye and get rid of those nasty eye boogers at the same time? Well, we can rub our eyes, but there's a right way to do it. According to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, first, wash your hands. Duh. But instead of using your hands to remove those pesky eye boogers, use a clean washcloth. So now we have clean hands and a clean washcloth. They also recommend soaking that washcloth in warm water, but not hot water. This is because the skin that makes up our eyelids is really thin. If the temperature of the washcloth is too hot, it can actually damage the eyelids and then the eyes themselves. So once the washcloth is soaked in warm, not hot water, spread the washcloth across your eyes and then gently rub them. Once you're done, be sure to wash your hands again. Now, Karen, you're concerned that you're producing too many eye boogers, so it's always a good idea to ask your optometrist or ophthalmologist and see what they say. Now, based on what you described, it doesn't sound like you have pink eye, but again, it's a good idea to just check with your optometrist or ophthalmologist to make sure that nothing else is going on. Plus, having our vision checked once a year to make sure everything is in working order is always a good idea anyway. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for the question, Karen. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, send one in. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice on the show, just like Karen did, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Saturday show, where your optimal life awaits.